Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:45 Greenwich Mean Time on January 10th. Well, this has been quite a volatile day, and you might well say, well, this isn't the first of them. But looking just firstly at stock markets, across Asia, you had some rather stiff moves. The Nikkei was down 1.71%, 295 points. That's pretty much countermanded that really nice action yesterday. You've seen the Topix Bank Index, which had that nice upward break yesterday. That move was countermanded. It just really does start to look like it's going to take just a little bit longer here. And you have the Nikkei backing away from that sort of 17,000 level. Now, obviously, it's not very far below it right now. It's at 17,942, but it was an area sort of psychological resistance. And it looks like this reaction is just going to take a little bit longer. The Hang Seng was down 1.66%, down 329 points. That's at 19,568. And that's a really rather sharp decline. Anyone out there who looks at gaps will be saying, oh, it's filled the gap. Now, personally, I don't believe in that. I think it's absolute bunk. But I'm sure there will be people out there starting to think that. This has come down quite a bit. It's down about, looking at it now, it's about 10%. And the H shares are also down about the same amount. Now that's really the Hong Kong market is going to need some sort of upward dynamic to take some of the steam off of the downward pressure. But I don't anticipate this being a very, very big correction. Much more of a reaction, and you can see David's done quite a long piece today in Comment of the Day talking about the various definitions of those terms. Now, moving on to some of the other markets in Asia, the Sensex in India is a bit softer in here today. The Korean market is also weaker. Singapore, which has really been in a very consistent uptrend, is challenging the for the want of a better word, the upward channel. Sorry, the upward channel. Excuse me. A bit of follow through tomorrow would really break the integrity of that uptrend. So you are seeing a little bit of selling pressure here across the Asian region. And that filtered through in the early part of the session through to Europe. The weakest of the European markets on the close was Spain, that was down 195 points, 1.37%. But the other European markets rallied well off their lows. The DAX was down 0.72 of 1%, but that was really quite a bit off the lows. It closed pretty much about halfway up the range on the session. So this really is looking more of a reaction rather than a very big correction. It will probably be something smaller, or sorry, around the same size, probably larger than the one we saw in November, but almost certainly smaller than the one we saw in May. So something around that magnitude wouldn't be that surprising. Looking at the US markets, they're still really quite steady. The Dow is up 14 points as I speak, the S&P's up 1, and the Nasdaq's up 5. So you're, and I think that is really a sign of confidence, really, because when you look at the Wall Street leash effect, you have the US is really quite steady, and you are getting this reaction across other markets and general nervousness, I think, at the beginning of the year. But the US is still very steady, so I think it's unlikely that we're going to see a very big reaction or correction in the rest of the world as long as the US is holding steady, and that's certainly the case for the moment. Of course, there's still 3 or 4 hours left in that session, and we're not out of the woods there either. Now, looking at the commodity markets, and this really is where the action was today. The industrial metals have had really a very impressive day in here. Copper is up over $10, nickel's up 2,250, zinc is up 220, lead is up 50. Aluminium's having a good day, and I haven't seen lead, but what this is telling us, we're getting good strong rally in here, that is now putting a lot of pressure on or not pressure, but the we need to concentrate on the progression of rising lows, particularly for those trends that are in actual uptrends. For example, nickel, 30,000 is now really ra a rather significant level, because it marks the progression of rising lows. Now, this was really quite a good upward dynamic in here today. It is off the highs as we speak, but nonetheless, 2,250 points is considerable. But if it were to sustain a move below 30,000, so break the progression of rising lows, well, then that would really break the integrity of the uptrend, and we'd have to change our view. Looking at zinc, zinc was well off the lows yesterday, and it had rallied from an area of support up 220 today. That's looking like a short covering rally in here. Copper had been, I think it's fair to say, had been a bit oversold, had come back to 250, which is reasonably psychological, I think it's fair to say a reasonably psychological level, and rallied nearly $11 in here today so far. So again, I think that's another c case for a short covering rally. The precious metals have been really rather volatile. Silver, I mean, it's usually volatile, but its low today was at 1227 and its high was at 1259. It's at 1248 at the moment, which is down 11 points. But that's whipping around really rather a lot. I'm just pulling the March contract up as we speak. It's well off the lows in here today. It's sort of holding up what that good action it had yesterday. And gold at the moment is at 612.70. Again, that's well off the lows. It's only down a dollar in here as we speak. So getting a little bit of support coming in there around 600. And again, 600 is a psychological level, and it would need to sustain a move below that to sort of offset the potential for a bit of a rally in here. Now, while the metals have been doing really quite impressively well, the energy complex hasn't been anything like that. Oil is down 140 as I speak. It's at 54.23, and it's below that 55 level now. We've put a lot of influence on that $55, because if it sustains a break below that level, it will put in a lower low and will put a lot of pressure on the support building hypothesis. But the sentiment is remarkably bearish at the moment, and people are calling for all sorts of lower forecasts. So from a sentiment point of view, or sorry, a contrarian point of view, I don't know whether that's a signal that we could be close to a bottom, but we have to rely on the chart, and short of an upper dynamic, or at least a move back above that 55 level, things are looking a little bit ropey for oil, at least in the very short term. Natural gas, on the other hand, is up 17 cents in here today. It's at 6.80, and it's starting to look a bit more positive. Of the four energy contracts, I would say that natural gas is without a doubt the leader. And considering that that was the one where people had been the most bearish, and right now it is certainly showing relative strength relative to the other energy complexes, it's probably the best bet. Now, the other commodities, corn is a little bit stronger in here. It's up 8.25 as I speak. It's at 3.62, but coffee's down 19. Now, that's well off the lows, but coffee has been looking ropey for the last couple of days, and it really would need an upward dynamic to restore confidence in the market. But that's sorry, that's not it from me. I've got two other things to talk about. Excuse me. The dollar as well has been quite a bit stronger in here today. It's at 124.69 versus the Swiss franc at 129.37 versus the euro. So a bit stronger in here. I'm just pulling up the dollar index, and it's broken up from that 3-day consolidation. And this is really starting to look like an uptrend. It is coming into an area of sort of resistance around that sort of 85, 86 level. There was plenty of congestion around that area in sort of August, September, and then again in November. But it would need to, we'd need a downward dynamic now to take the wind out of this sail. Looking at some of the bond contracts, and these could be a potential headwind for for stock markets if they continue going the way they're going with rising yields. The treasuries are down 12 points at 11.24. Now, US treasuries are probably one of the better contracts out there, along with the JGBs. The bunds and the gilts, on the other hand, bunds are at 115.60, and you'll see that I posted the chart there in the interesting charts today. That's really rather a pronounced downtrend, but it's coming into an area of potential support around the 2006 lows. But gilts have broken through those 2006 lows. It's at 107.57, down marginally today, and it would need to rally back up above those 2006 lows to offset potential for further downside. That's rising yields, which are generally a headwind for equity markets. But of course, that is more of a medium-term concern, and I think that bond prices would have to fall quite a bit more than they have already for that to really start to concern equity investors. But that's pretty much it for me, and thank you very much for your time.